Donovan, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, then we'll open it up for Q&A.
Well, you know, Barger, you deserve to win today. I mean, it's about as simple as that. They played better than us in about every category of the game. And that being said, there's nothing to hang our heads about. The opportunity to be here one time is amazing, but the fact that we did it back-to-back and it's the second time is very, very special. They were good. We just weren't.
Was there a specific category in which you guys thought you really, you know, didn't do?
Everything.
Everything. I mean, specifically the turnover, points off turnovers you guys gave up 18, was that something more than the other, or was that just another facet of not doing well on all accounts?
No, we just missed free throws we don't usually miss, and, you know, we didn't get to the line as much as we usually do anyways, but we just never really got going offensively, and we weren't able to stop there. I mean, they were screaming the heck out of us. They played a good game. They played a near-perfect game, and the one positive that comes from this is we know that it took a near-perfect game to lose. We came from behind multiple times in the tournament already. Against top five teams, we had to face two of them and then another top 10 team in the sectionals. And, you know, so playing from behind is nothing that's new to us, but playing from behind against Barrie is a whole different animal. They just don't turn the ball over, and they play the game the right way, and it's I'm proud of our boys, but you know what? I'm happy for Barrie too. You know, they deserve to win today, and I'm not going to lie about it. We didn't.
Brian, what did they do defensively that, I guess, made it difficult for you guys to get shots?
They were really just pushing us and pressuring us. Off every screen, they were switching and or double-teaming, so I mean, we just had to work harder to get open, and we didn't do that.
Was there a sense when you get behind, this is for anybody, when you get behind them, that you had to maybe press a little bit? I mean, when I say press, I mean just offensively, try to get back into it.
No, we told the boys before the game, I mean, we told them after the game December 6th that if we play from behind against Barrie, it doesn't matter when we play them again, it's going to be next to impossible to come back. In addition to that, you know, you just can't come out with it's not that we didn't come out with intensity, but we just didn't necessarily match what they had. They just wanted it a little bit more than us tonight, or this morning, whatever it is, about 8 in the morning. But it's okay. Again, it's an incredible opportunity.
All right, what was the emotion like when you came
off
the
9-minute
mark?
Really, I don't know, it's tough, but I knew I had to keep my teammates' heads up. I mean, it sucks to lose, but we can't go out and just throw your heads down. We've came so far and we've done so much, and we got to be proud of what we've done, so we just got to keep our heads up.
They were 0-4 coming into the state finals games. Is it, you know, I know coaches don't like to talk about the law of averages or kind of how that fits into it, but I mean, is there any sense for them that maybe they were more desperate?
I don't know that they were more desperate, but you know, coming from a Catholic school, we definitely are very faithful people, and I think it was just their time. You know, they came out and they did everything that they needed to do to beat us. And again, going back to that, you know, it's nice, it's a positive that it took almost a perfect game to beat us. And they didn't just beat us, they spanked us, but you know, it's one of those things that these boys that are sitting here with you, they were part of the program change and the culture change at Marquette. It's our fifth year, and they're the first four-year graduating players, which is pretty amazing to know that we had such a culture change that nobody from our first year remained last year. So it's one of those things where we're on the up and up still, and I'd say that we've already done some pretty good things.
Guys, in the third quarter, you really started getting some stops, and just it looked like four or five takes to the basket that you normally make were just rolling out. I mean, did the basket seem smaller? Can you go into why you guys, while you were getting stops, were having trouble scoring?
Go ahead.
In the third quarter, I thought.
Yeah, I would say a lot of those normal baskets that we did get weren't falling, and it definitely made it the rim smaller. Just made it more tough, and playing from behind just made it more tough. So we just needed to come out stronger than we did, and we didn't do that.
Did you feel as on the floor once you guys did, you know, when you were behind, you kind of started maybe overcompensating for the struggles on offense with overly aggressive defense, which led to more foul trouble for you guys?
Yeah, we were kind of desperate. We wanted to turn them over, maybe get some easy buckets, and they just didn't turn the ball over, and it led to fouls, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Donovan, how do things change for your program now that you go into 2A? What is there different things you have to do as a program, or how do you kind of assess the next 2 years?
You know, honestly, it doesn't really change much for us. Our conference, we were the smallest school in the conference. We were the only 1A team. I think we only played two 1A teams throughout the whole season, and last year we didn't play one until postseason. So we really schedule up anyways. So it's tell you the truth, our regular season schedule is comprised of even more 3A and 4A than it is 2A. So we're going to continue to play up. We're going to continue to prepare our kids for the postseason and go from there. I don't know where the IHSA is going to put us, whether it's down with Winamac and those guys or over with the Lake County 2A schools and some of the Porter County 2A schools. I don't really know what makes more sense, to tell you the truth. So it's really anybody's guess. But, you know, we just got to prepare like anything else. We're up for the challenge, and I think it'll be fun. We've got a great group of kids coming back. We've got 7 juniors returning, and they're a group that's going to be really exciting. We're going to play a little different than we did this year, obviously. We're not going to have the back-to-the-back basket presence that Malcolm Reed poses. But, you know, and that's part of our loss, too. We just didn't give him enough touches. But I'm excited about the opportunity to move up. I think we've just got to roll with the punches and go with it.
Ryan, what's your message to the kids coming back next year? You and your classmates about that culture, keeping that or maintaining that culture?
Really, they're just going to have to come out with a chip on the shoulder. I know all of them right now aren't feeling great. It sucks to lose, so they need to come out over the summer and the off season and put in a lot of work, and next year come in and play even harder. And it's going to be tougher being in 2A, but I think they'll be well prepared for it.
Do you see something there with the guys that are the underclassmen?
They show a lot of heart in practice and everywhere. They're always hustling, and I mean it's a great group of guys. So it should be a fun year for them.
Devante, could you just talk about the senior group and what the 4 years has been like, and getting to know everybody and just accomplishing what you have?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, like, growing up with these guys, playing basketball with them. It sucks to lose, like Zeke said, but there's nothing to hang our heads about. People told us ever since freshman year that our junior and senior year was going to be our best year, and we showed the people and got back here last year and won. Got here again, lost. It sucks to lose, but can't hang our heads. I love these guys. These are my brothers. I go to war for them, but I didn't want it to end like this, but it's all right.
Malcolm, would you mind speaking kind of on the same question?
Yeah, same thing Devante said. It was a great experience. You know, we've been through a lot, overcame a lot. No one really gave us a chance. We got here last year, we won. And this time we just came on the opposite end of the stick. The juniors and sophomores, we're just going to have to come back and work harder next year. I believe they'll be able to get it done.
Anybody else?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for your time.